Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
We have a Reardon Roundtable coming up tomorrow. Of course, Jane's going to be here in studio. Jeff Rainford on the panel. Republican consultant Greg Keller. All of that and more. Paul Hall on entertainment. Cusimano will have an update on the Cardinals and some other sports tomorrow. And Dan Clues, who's performing next weekend at the City Winery and Breakroom Concerts, doing the Carole King and James Taylor story. And I'm very curious to talk with Dan. I think that's going to be fun. So, Fred, what happened here? Trump came out as the trial wrapped for today?
Yeah, like every day at the end of the trial, once it wraps, he comes out and talks before that microphone for about 3 minutes and sums up life.
What's interesting is this really is the only campaigning that he can do right now, right? Maybe for the next several weeks.
He did a little bit before the trial this morning in Manhattan, talked with a bunch of union workers out in front of a building. But this is the one that we're grown to expect.
Yeah. Was that the steelworkers?
Yeah.
Do you know?
They will probably continue to back the Democrats, but just because the heads of the internationals are backing the Democrats doesn't mean the members are voting that way.
We found that out in 2016, so I think that's an interesting comment. But here's what he said here a few minutes ago.
Thank you very much, everybody. Today was breathtaking. In this room, you saw what went on. It was breathtaking. And amazing testimony. This is a trial that should have never happened. This is a case that should have never been filed. And it was really an incredible day. Open your eyes. And we can't let this continue to happen to our country. On another matter, you know, the economy has just been reported to be doing very badly. The stock market's way down. And some horrible numbers came out, including very high numbers on inflation, and in particular gasoline at $7.50 in California. That usually leads the way. It's going to happen here, too. And very importantly, as you look at the various colleges all over the country and beyond colleges, because it's happening in other areas, too, you see what's happening on the front, having to do with Palestine and Israel and protests and hate, anger. Biden is sending an absolutely horrible message. Horrible, horrible message. He has no idea how to message. He can't speak. He can't put two sentences together. He doesn't know what to do. This is not our president. This is somebody that shouldn't be doing what he's doing because he can't do it. He can't do it well. We're having protests all over. He was talking about Charlottesville. Charlottesville was a little peanut. And it was nothing compared, and the hate wasn't the kind of hate that you have here. This is tremendous hate, and we have a man that can't talk about it because he doesn't understand it. He doesn't understand what's going on with our country. He doesn't understand that all over the world we're being laughed at as a country because of him and his administration. And today we had, I hear, because I was forced to be here, and I'm glad I was because it was a very interesting day in a certain way. But the U.S. Supreme Court had a monumental hearing on immunity, and the immunity having to do with presidential immunity. And I think it was made clear, I hope it was made clear, that a president has to have immunity. You don't have a president, or at most you can say it would be a ceremonial president. That's not what the founders had in mind. They're not talking about ceremonial. We want presidents that can get things done and bring people together. So I heard the meeting was quite amazing. Quite amazing. And the justices were on their game. So let's see how that all turns out. But again, I say presidential immunity, very powerful. Presidential immunity is imperative. or you practically won't have a country anymore. Thank you very much.
Well, it's a lot cheaper to campaign that way, right? You just go in front of the microphones for 3 minutes and boom, you're done for the day. You don't have to go to some rally or fly across the country, but that's pretty much what he's going to be limited to. So we'll... It'll be interesting. We'll talk more about that, of course, on the roundtable tomorrow afternoon. Hey, one of the stories I am going to cover this afternoon is, and I think I mentioned it maybe two nights ago, it came out of North Carolina, and it was about this kid. So you might remember I talked about this kid in an English class at a high school in Lexington, North Carolina, and the teacher's assigning vocabulary words. One of the words is alien, and this kid says, hey, do you mean like space aliens or aliens that need green cards? And it became a big deal, and the kid ended up getting suspended over that. Pete Callender is a talk show host in Charlotte, North Carolina, WBT, and he interviewed the mom of that high school student. Pete's going to join us in the 5 o'clock hour. We got George Gray after Sue's News coming up.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.